If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest, Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Well, hello, my witchy poo. How are you?
I'm good. Oh my God. I got you in the ethers.
You totally do.
Oh my God. How are you, my elf?
I'm doing great. You know, I went and watched Doctor Strange in the theater Saturday and Sunday.
Wow. You like it?
Well, a girl's just got to study.
Ah.
I mean, I needed to spend time with it. I needed to see, like, what are they trying to tell us? You know, don't get wrapped up in all the special effects, Julie. Second time around, right? First time I get all wrapped up in it, right? Second time around, I'm like,
what's the story?
What are they telling us here? I encourage everyone to go see it. It actually did almost $200 million its opening weekend, which is really fantastic. It's, I think, probably the biggest hit we've had since the pandemic. So that was really exciting. So yeah, I sat in a theater.
Yay, exciting on multiple levels.
I know. Oh my God, I've missed it so much.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah. And the other thing that I have missed, I think many of us have missed, which is really a big, our topic today, which is family.
Yep. End of pandemic, lots of newness.
lots of newness and lots of opportunity. You know, I mean, I think every day is opportunity, right? I think that's fair to say. And we had a big event happen in my family that really had me thinking about what does family mean from very much a spiritual standpoint. Some people, especially in Arkansas, family means, well, work in the fields, or they usually marry each other. So it means more generations. That was my terrible joke on Arkansas. But even though I am in Arkansas, to this now I am actually, we're not in Florida right now, but we had a big event happen that really had me rethink. And I came to conclusions that I had actually never come to before. I think I've like waited, I'm like a late bloomer, you know, like those young girls or young boys and they still look kind of dorky in high school, but then when they're in college, it, like they kind of like fill in and they're like called late bloomers. I think I'm a spiritual late bloomer. It's like all of a sudden, all of these things are coming to me in my 50s. So that's kind of where I am, but
it's a beautiful thing. You know, some people don't even get that
at any time during their earth journey.
Right. So. Yeah. So, you know, I'm blooming, late blooming. But my cousin, Rob, who is actually quite a bit older than me from a contemporary cousin standpoint, 12 years and 3 days, exact. His wife jumped a few weeks ago.
Okay.
His wife, Karen, who was 57 at the time.
Okay.
And really, really, it was like, you know, when something is painful yet glorious, right?
Yeah. I mean, if we're lucky, those two things coexist at the same time, right?
Yeah. And I felt the pain of not having Karen around. And really my pain was more for my cousin.
Yeah.
Because they've been together since, honestly, I was in high school.
Oh my gosh.
I remember meeting her at my aunt and uncle's house in Okmulgee, Oklahoma, back in mid-80s. You know, they've been dating. They got married in 1987. And so my pain was for him because she's all he knows.
Right. And she left young. Right?
And left young. Yeah. So, you know, there was a lot of... a lot of reflection on that. But the big reflection was when I was on my way to the gravesite. By the way, Christians have a lot of pomp and circumstance around death. I mean, shit. I mean, from the food to the gatherings to want to boom, 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 boom. I mean, it was pretty intense. But on the way, seriously.
You didn't see it coming, huh?
No, I didn't actually.
And it's so great because when you grow up in that tradition, it's all very comforting because you know all those traditions will be there when it's your time to say goodbye, right?
Right.
And they guide you. They guide
right.
you.
Right. Oh, yeah. I think it was incredibly helpful for people who were there. Yeah. I mean, whether it was in the viewing, which was on a Friday night at the church that Karen had attended since she was a child.
Oh my gosh.
And the one where my cousin had been a preacher, you know, so it's, yes, this is my family, everyone, for those that are not sitting down. but I will say that I had said to you, Brenda, before we even started, is that I love my cousin and there is nothing that will change my mind. There is nothing. There is absolutely nothing. I love him and have always loved him and I always will love him. It does not matter that we don't see eye to eye on the way the world should operate.
And it sounds like it's mutual.
It is mutual.
You couldn't care less. Like your family. Your family, you're mine.
Yeah. Right? Exactly right. You're mine.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is my kind of aha wasn't about my cousin, because I've been very clear, always clear how I feel about him. And he and I have actually talked about our differences.
Mm.
It's actually about his wife, Karen. And Karen was a school teacher, taught fourth grade in Farmington, Arkansas, very loved. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of people went to the viewing. Hundreds. Oh, they kept filing in.
Yeah, those teachers, they touch so many, right? Such an exquisite threshold that people cross every year, right?
With oh my God.
Ushered in by these teachers, right?
And this woman was loved. Loved. The people that I saw just like filing through this church. And my poor cousin, Rob, he could not bear, they had an open casket thing, which by the way, is the first time I've ever seen a dead body, for the record. I've had a lot of people, never saw one, never wanted to. It was a bit of an exit. She looked great though. They did a great job. But so it was an open casket. My cousin had not seen her yet in that state. So he's back at the back of the church and it's his son and his son's wife that are both in their early 20s that are up there greeting everyone. And they were so impressive. Like they were handling it. But I see all the, and I'm not kidding, hundreds, where at one point I reached up to Ben, his son, and said, Ben, I think I need to go. And I said, I don't want to, but I think I need to. He goes, well, how come? And I said, I think I need to free up a parking spot because there was that many people, right? So all these people are filing through and I'm really like sitting there, like sitting very quietly, which is odd. Sitting there and, you know, listening and just kind of feeling. And of course I'm staring at, you know, dead Karen body, waiting for her to wake up and like kind of wink at me, you know, or something. She didn't. And just really with her. And what I thought about was such a big lesson to me. And it was this issue of what family means. And, you know, Karen, like we say, there's my mom on one side of the spectrum and my mother, I was on this planet to be her little number two, I was her mini me. There was no question. It was never a hard relationship. It was amazing. And then there's other people that are very hard to get along with, right? Then I was thinking about Karen. By marriage, obviously, family. I would have never met Karen if not for my cousin. Karen isn't somebody that I would have ever run into.
Right.
And not, I wouldn't have been, you know, it's just we don't run the same crowds. She's not gay.
Because all the gays hang out together.
Well, we do have a club. I would have never, you know, we don't have kids, would have never seen her in school, you know, but I am so incredibly grateful to have actually had her in my life because she was this kind, kind soul, always smiling, always helpful, considerate to everyone. And unlike anybody else in my family, by the way, which is probably why I think so highly of her, is that she was an alien in my family. We weren't really the nicest people in the world. And but she was this kindness. And I'm so grateful that my cousin brought her in because I realize that family doesn't just have to be with who you identify with and that it's easy. That, you know, family can teach us lessons, can teach us, you know, of what we don't see in the mirror, or what we'd like to see in the mirror. You know, like when I watch all those people filing in, I went home and told Suzanne, because she's still a little COVID nervous, went home and told Suzanne, and I said, honey, I don't know that many people, much less that many people showing up to my funeral. I'm like, that is not my world. It's her world, but that is certainly not mine. And I am just so glad to have been a part of it and to know someone that so many people would take a shower and dress up-ish. Yeah, it's still Arkansas. I look the best for the record and we know how I dress. And it just wasn't anything that I had really experienced, was like a whole community literally showing up. So I just thought about what family is and how to look at it, and maybe sometimes look at it a little bit differently.
Yeah. And the value of hanging with and appreciating or learning how to connect to people who are so different than you.
Yeah.
Right. When, you know, especially when marriage expands the family, it's hard on the people coming in, and it's hard sometimes for the family members, like how do we embrace that? That's different. We don't agree to that.
You know? Right. Right. Right? But
you don't get to vote who people love. And
no,
so
you don't, it's not a democracy. You're absolutely right. But it is, it's not a democracy. And, you know, it's funny because, I was telling Rob, my cousin Rob, that, we were talking about Karen, and I said, did she ever tell you that when I called her, for advice or help in 2018, he goes, no, she didn't tell me. I said, oh. He goes, what? Now he's like, oh, what? And I said, and you know,
we should hold that.
Oh, we're to cliffhang it. Yes, I love it. You go, girl.
We'll be right back.
Yes, good move.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X. And modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM, let's create.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back from our cliffhanger.
I think people are probably laughing at cliffhangers. They're like, what the hell? They think that's a cliffhanger.
It was more of an interruption, but
it's how we entertain ourselves.
I totally copped to that. Why did you call Karen?
Yeah.
Behind your cousin's back.
Well, I did because I was afraid. Which isn't a word I use very often.
Yeah, what were you afraid of?
I was afraid of my book coming out and not have, I don't know, greasing the skids a little bit, because, you know, they are deeply conservative in their views in the world. Yep. And they are deeply religious in their views in the world. And I wanted to just kind of prep Karen for Rob. And so I called her and I said, you know, hey, Karen, kind of thing. And I said, well, I have a book coming out. She's like, oh, you do? Like, because they didn't know that either. And I told her what it was. I beg you not to judge until I'm finished. And I started talking to her about the title. Mm-hmm. And I really ended it with, I just want to ask for your help. I want to ask for your help to, when you talk to Rob about this, just to let him know that we both believe in God. We just got there different ways. Mm. And I just, like, I wanted him to know that piece of it. And so the rest of it wouldn't scare him or turn him off or turn him away or whatever it may be. And maybe it would have never done that, but it was my fear.
Yeah. And that's legit, because you've had that feedback before, right? Where some people start backing away from you for whatever reason. And you care about your cousin. So I get that. Wanting to make sure it was okay. And I'm sure she was lovely.
She was amazing.
Yeah.
She was absolutely, positively amazing about it. So family, right? Like, I went to her when I was in distress about that particular issue. It was her that I went to. And so Rob actually, he loved it. You know, I mean, I know he read it, because he called me and he talked to me about it and all of that. I'm sure he didn't tell me every opinion that he had, which is okay, because I don't think I wanted to hear every opinion that he had, because I don't give him every opinion I have about his church. Yep. So we are very respectful to one another.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect. And what even just you reaching out to her is very gracious, right? You're taking care of Rob in this way.
Yeah.
Right. And wanting to maintain the connection.
Yes.
And the thing is, no one can read that book without, you know, knowing it's a love letter to your mom. And of course, I'm sure he adored her.
Yeah. He actually spoke at her service. At my mom's service. Really? Oh, Bren, he was amazing, because he is such an amazing speaker, amazing in front of a group. He's also very funny.
Oh,
he's so funny.
Family trait.
Oh, yeah. No, for real. He is so funny. So I think this whole topic of family, there's also family that I want nothing to do with. And that's okay too.
Yes.
Right? Because I've gone through that exercise of, where do I connect? Where do I not connect? But being open is to me the most important part. And then you, instead of, because I would normally be a little closed off at it. It's like, oh, you want to judge me? You want to judge what I do, how I live, who I'm married to? Fuck you. I mean, that's, it was kind of my MO. Sometimes still.
You are a warrior for love.
I am. Seriously. Seriously. It's totally true. But yeah. I think that, you know, it's okay to not have to interact, right? Like, I just told the story of having somebody brought into the family that I mean, virtually nothing in common with. It's truly nothing. Like, nothing on paper, so to speak, right? There's like absolutely nothing. And I had so much respect and love for her, someone who I would have never met. And so I'm really grateful for that, having somebody in the family that was so incredibly different than me. But I also know there are people who are really different. And I think that kind of the line for me is, if somebody's a real asshole, then I'm out. And seeing she's not an asshole. She's very, very, very kind. In fact, yeah. I'm the asshole she could have cut out, to be perfectly frank, in the relationship. I mean, I can't lie.
Yeah, except her husband adored you. So that
except her husband
would have been a little rough.
right. Yeah. Right.
And it doesn't sound like it was quite their way to cut people out.
No. And my cousin absolutely was crazy about my mother. I'm not sure that he knows that mom had an abortion, because this day and age, that is certainly something that is triggering to a lot of people. I know I've talked about it before, but I'll say it again. I think I even put it on Instagram yesterday for Mother's Day. Is I would not be here if she did not have an illegal abortion.
Do you want to unpack that for people a little bit?
Unpack it that I wouldn't be here if she didn't have an illegal abortion. Yeah, mom was dating a man named Bill Mount. I'm going to say everybody's name because they're all dead and they don't give a shit. So she was dating a guy named Bill Mount. And my mom, just for the record, she was a good-looking woman. I mean, she was a fine-looking woman, and she was like catnip to men when she was like in that day. So she could pretty much have whoever she wanted. I'm just being really honest. I know she's my mom, but whatevs, that's who she was. And she would attract actually quite rich men. Mm. And Bill was an oil guy and a wealthy guy. And mom got pregnant when it was probably either the early 60s, late 50s.
Okay.
So Roe v. Wade was 73. Mm-hmm. Is that right? And because he had means, he paid for a safe abortion for mom, because it's not what either one of them wanted or needed in their life at the time. And it's certainly not what mom wanted. Here's the great news. Mom was so open with me about all this stuff. Like she didn't stutter once. She didn't apologize. There was no shame associated to it.
That's an amazing role model right there.
My God. Yeah. Why? Yes.
Yeah.
Not an ounce. It's like she lived her life, right? And she made her decisions and she wasn't going to be apologetic to anybody for them, including her daughter.
You need to answer to anyone. Yep.
Right. And because she wanted a family, just she wanted to be married and have a family is what she wanted.
Yeah. Not like that.
So. Right. And so if she would not have had that abortion, her life would have been, drastically different.
Right.
Right? Drastically different. So when we talk about family, right, and we talk about the spiritual side of family, there's nothing more spiritual than being in line and actually being able to come in.
Right.
Right? Like, I know that mom and I had an agreement long before either one of us were on this planet, this go-around, and there was no stopping me from coming in. Yeah. And I have often wondered, would I have gone in through that body? And my answer I keep getting was no.
Trust
it. I don't think it was ever meant to be.
Yeah. And what we know is that when spirits get assigned, an embryo, right? When they get assigned, they have an experience. They have a soul expanding experience, even if they don't come to fruition. Like, if it's a natural miscarriage or induced abortion, like it doesn't, like they, that spirit's soul still advances in some way, shape, or form.
Right.
So they get something from the experience, even if they don't come in to a traditional manifestation. So
I don't think that was me. That's probably why. Is that?
The reason I point that out is because then that soul would not have been able to reincarnate so quickly. That's my point.
Right. Oh, got it. Got it. Interesting. Because it was probably minimum 10 years later.
Yeah, it's too fast.
I came around. So I look at everything that's happening in the world and I'm hearing all these points of views. And it's not that it's hard for me to disagree with either side, to be really honest. Like, I understand there's people that, save the babies, whatever. I'm like, okay, I get it. I understand it. But it's none of your fucking business what my mother did. I'm making it everybody's business by talking about it because you don't actually hear from grown ass adults like myself that say, I know I'm here as a result of previous abortion. I am. And I had no qualms saying the A word. Cause it was like, just treat it like cancer. Don't say abortion. Like abortion, abortion, abortion. It is what it is.
Yeah.
And because you mainly hear from women who had them, right? Like those are the stories that we typically hear. And so I've been talking to whoever will listen. It's like, I am a product. Like I'm here because my mama had an abortion, folks. So if you hate me and you think I should be gone, well, A, fuck you. But B, I don't care because I am here. And I was here because I was supposed to be here. And I was here because my mom had to go through a lot of shit for me to get here.
Yeah. And with that, we're going to take another break.
No, there's no cliffhanger on that one.
We'll be right back.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance. Helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM. Let's create.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, I'm bringing us back, and I just promised Brenda in the break that I will not finish this episode by going with the shit I don't care, they can fuck off. I know that's not always helpful. It's entertaining, but it's not always helpful. And well, so I'm going to like kick it over to my witchy poo to actually, you know, bring it into that spiritual plane again. Well,
what I think is so lovely is how you open this conversation with Karen being family. Right. And family of choice is so important. It's not, you know, this exclusive family of blood that is so apparent to us and it's obvious for good, bad, or indifferent. But, you know, we definitely identify with our family, our biological family, but we reincarnate in groups. Right. So the people you know, the people that you recognize, the people that the first time you meet them, you're just like, oh my God. Like the first time I met Ruben, you know, and then the second time I met him, he moved in. Right. Like that's family of choice. Like these are people that we know from other times. And of course, Ruben is our mutual friend. But it's this recognition of souls that we know and that we count on. I invite people to challenge yourself to say, who is my family of choice? Like, who's my familiar people that I just have that special spark with? And it doesn't matter if I barely know them or I see them once every 10 years. Like, who are those people? And just poke around in your heart, reach out to them in an unexpected way and try and cultivate that recognition, reclaim that sacred space of the hearts that says, no, you're my people, you know, and I recognize you. And yeah, maybe we didn't come from the same bloodline, but we're in the same spiritual family for sure. And sometimes it's someone at work. Sometimes it's, you know, someone, you know, from school or something like that. But, you know, there are those people that you just have an understanding and just to honor it by claiming that and making it special and carving out special time for that, just like you would almost out of family obligation, but it's not laid out for you. Like family, you see at holidays or you see at whatever situations your families gather.
Usually forced situations in many cases. Yeah, right.
Sometimes reluctantly, like sometimes almost resentful. You're like, oh shit, I don't want to go to this.
I hear you, sister.
You know, or like whatever it is. But if you can do that, you know, with great intention, to your family of choice that's obvious to you or that you're even curious about, it can be really nice. And you can find such a special gift there.
And sometimes I think, and you tell me if I'm mistaken on this, is sometimes this spiritual family that we reincarnate with mm-hmm. is sometimes there for maybe not the whole run, right? Maybe there are, you know, there are moments that they are there for, because you said work, and this is what got me. I have a really good friend. Her name is Catherine Colbert, and she now works for Netflix. She used mm-hmm. to work at Fox. And Catherine, and I just recently had reached out to her simply to thank her for 11 years ago. She was where when I found out that mom died, like when she jumped, when I first went back in the office, I put my shit down in my office and I beelined it to her office, because that is where I felt safe. It's where I felt loved. It is where I could be myself. Mm-hmm. And she was there for that. And I will never forget that. And she, to me, is part of my spiritual family, even though I don't talk to her all the time, see her all the time. I still love her deeply.
Right. And what happens in my understanding, so at those, you know, very critical moments where you're just seen and held and honored in those sacred spaces, I think of it this way. So before we come to the planet, we meet in our, you know, spiritual coffee shops, like in our energetic coffee shops, and we're still spirits. And we're like, okay, you know, I love you so much, and I'm going to come in and help you for this kind of situation, whatever it is. I can bail you out before you make a really crappy career conversation, or before you blow up your marriage, or whatever it is. You know, you have these little contracts and these little packs. And then, you know, when they're there for that phase, whatever it is, to complete it. And it can be, I'm going to come in and blow up your career when you're playing too small and it's never going to serve you, and you've abandoned your incredible creative gifts, and, you know, but you got locked in being a banker or something. I don't know. I'm just making stuff up.
Right? Sorry, bankers, on our behalf. I apologize on behalf of
I'm not
all
insulting
for bankers.
But no, if I'm a very creative spirit, I need to, you know, that's not the right environment. So, when you get to the end of this life and you drop your body and reunite in your spiritual domain, though, you get to reconnect with those spirits and go, so did it serve you well? And, you know, I'm just so, you know, it was fun to play together. And oh my God, you were so mad. That was awesome. However it goes, you know, and then you get to incorporate those lessons again and again at a deeper, deeper level. And so that's the celebration of how we come together and support each other. And so it's literally a soul contract. But, you know, is usually we think of like soulmates, like, oh, I have to marry you and be married for 70 years or something.
You know, overblown. Yeah. People overblown. I've had more questions about it. I'm like, just stop. Stop putting a label on things, folks.
Well, and it's just, you know, it's all those fairy tales that we're given when we're young, and right. Hollywood and everything else. And there's nothing
stupid
wrong.
Hollywood.
And there's nothing wrong with any of those, but it's just limiting, because there are other, those critical people. And sometimes it's a teacher, like Karen, right? Sometimes it's, you know, all those little critical, where someone comes in and it was so intense and so extraordinary, and then you don't ever see them again. Our paths don't cross for whatever reason, but they're still blazoned in your heart.
Right. Yeah. Right. So to see those, I think that our call, so to speak, for this is, you know, to, like you said, to identify those and reach out in those unexpected ways, and just to let them know.
And you can do it
to thank them.
Yeah. Yeah. And look, if that's too much, send them a text, send them an email, whatever, you know, whatever, Slack, whatever you got. Or go roll old school and write them a card.
Right? You just said Slack. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that I would pour my heart out in Slack, but that's okay.
Sometimes, you know,
sometimes
when the spirit moves you.
It's not it's not very secure, people. Slack, just FYI, but that's okay.
I do just want to give a shout out to teachers, because my uncle jumped a couple of years ago, and he was a school teacher. And you know, I've been in that situation where literally you would tap, you know, for the receiving line, like I would go tap someone to give them a rest in the receiving line, because the receiving line never ended.
This one was at least 3 hours long.
Easy.
Yeah, at least. I mean, they were there far past their time. I mean, hundreds and hundreds, if not into the 1,000+ people.
And so he taught high school. So the parents and the kids, and then the kids of the kids came.
Oh, of course.
It was amazing. It was amazing.
Of course. Yeah. So that's important to our teachers, right?
And really, teachers have like expansive soul families because you touch so many people at a foundational level. It's extraordinary. Such a privileged role. So underpaid and underappreciated and extraordinarily essential.
Yeah, I think so. But I, so to your uncle.
Yes.
And to my cousin Karen.
Yeah.
You know, we honor you and thank you. And also just the kindness.
Yeah.
You know, I just have one last thing. I know we're going to end this episode. I just need to say this because I'm sure I have before. But I want to wrap it up because I keep talking about Karen's kindness. And I had I know I've told the story about this one jackass I had at USC, one of my students, that stood up and started arguing with me about how smart he was because he could, you know, search Google anything in the world from his phone and he got the information. And I'm like, don't be confused that being resourceful is not intelligence. And I said, I told him, I said, I think you're quite arrogant for this point of view. And I said, you think that being smart is the apex of life, but it is not. And you only value intelligence. And I promise you there will be a day when you desperately need kindness and it will not be there because you're a jackass. And for the record, I was right. I'm just going to say out loud, I was correct in this statement. And he was a guy, he needed to be beat upside the head. And because I found in life, so many people will value what they think is important, not everything is important. You know, like there are people who value intelligence and only smart people. I only want to work with people who have 150 IQ. It's like, really, you're an asshole then. but they always devalue kindness is my point. And I have in my life put a tremendous value on kindness. And I just want to just emphasize that to people is kindness is equally, and sometimes if not more important than intelligence or creativity or whatever it means, but kindness, don't ever, ever let that fall under the radar.
Our listeners will have to help us, or I can Google it, I'm sure. But the phrase, whenever possible, be kind. And it's always possible.
Always.
Right. So that's on that note.
And Karen embodied that every day. So I thank her.
I love that. You know, one of the hot phrases in corporate world right now is clear is kind, right? Clear is kind when you're really clear with someone. And despite you, you know, saying you were going to beat him up upside the head, but you were very clear to him, right?
Yes, I was.
You were very clear.
I guarantee you I changed his life. And it wasn't pleasant for him, but I guarantee you it will be.
Yeah. So
he will not forget that moment.
Yeah. And, you know, he'll hopefully incorporate it in a way that serves many, many others going forward. So
I hope so.
Yeah. So thank you for sharing your family story and your expansive field of the heart.
Yeah. I just want to encourage everybody to kind of look a little differently at times when they can, because it's worth looking.
Yeah. Look for your spiritual family and claim them. Claim your spiritual family. Right. Invite them.
Exactly right.
Yeah. You know, it's free will. You can't hold them hostage, but you know.
Well, you could. I just don't think it serves you.
But that's not kind. That's definitely not kind. Thanks for listening, everybody. And remember,
our school is hard
without our expansive spiritual family.
That's right. Thank y'all.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Joey Pat, and our executive producer, Maya Cole Howard, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at OtherSideGuides or shoot us a note at hi@vibes.store.
We want to know what you think. We want to know what you know. And we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
our school is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you.
Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.